We've done Edinburgh Heavy, haven't we? Yeah, we should put their things on.
Haven't they been Edinburgh Heavy? Yeah. I bet Joe's doing like a gig up there.
Kenny did the...
musical comedy.
He's just called One Man and His Bass.
That Shangaroo joke is so crap.
I can't even say some of mine because it was so...
I thought, I sort of remembered it being, I think that was it.
I love the fact that was on telly.
Yeah. And also, not only is it a bad joke, it was performed nervously.
Wasn't the audience standing as well?
Yeah, it was like Top of the Pops.
Yeah, I remember that. And I remember it was like a real who's who of the last four years of sort of above me. You were like the kid who'd been taken up a couple of years to play in the football team, though. Do you know what I mean? Because everyone else had been going longer, hadn't they? So you were like Michael Owen playing for Liverpool Boys when he was 11, but then having a shocker.
Adam Buxton got me on it.
I know, yeah, I remember you saying. But, like, everyone else had been going a few more years, didn't they? Because it's like Colin and Fergus.
Yeah, they had, yeah, two or three years, yeah.
Yeah, but it was like, it wasn't like really experienced people, but pretty experienced people. And then a few newbies like you.
God, I sort of remember feeling, when I watched it go out, I remember feeling embarrassed at the time. So even then, I was aware it wasn't good enough.
How long did you do it for afterwards, though?
What?
The joke.
Oh, fucking hell. 5 years?
even after you worked out, it was shit.
Who's that guy in The Guardian? Brian?
Oh, Logan.
Logan.
Yeah.
The comedy reviewer.
Yeah.
I'm totally on his side now, because he gave me a bad review. And now when I think about what it must have been like... Yeah. I'm totally with him. I'd love to get him on and just say sorry for all the bad thoughts I've had about you.
Because the thing is, you think you know what you're doing, and then you don't, and you go, oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Well, like now, like you've had with this podcast.
Oh, I feel like I've had my hands tied behind my back now. Because
has it really affected you?
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, it just I can't find the balance of not sounding too needy or but also adding something. It's a fucking tightrope.
What do you mean?
Well, when I listen back, I feel like I'm doing this. And I've got something to say. I feel that's what I'm doing. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I just.
You mean the silence you've had
to
feel?
Me, when I talk. That's how it comes. That's
Let's have a little listen.
Oh, fuck you, let's do that.
Over to you.
I love that.
Every time you do a clip.
I'm not going to feel like that. I'm going to... Someone's pasted my face on one of... our face is on... What are they called?
So, if you'd like to like and subscribe to the podcast,
that was our go-to joke for about 4 weeks when we were saying something.
Oh, was that a joke then?
Yeah, that was our go-to joke.
Oh, right.
So every time it got really boring, one of us would go, "If you like what you listen hearing or whatever."
Over to Andy Peters.
I've met Andy Peters. Here we go.
Your face changed. No, I've got nothing wrong with him. He's just told me about bodybuilding a lot.
Say I hate myself.
Why?
A lot. Wanker. I think I sound like a wanker. I really do. I'm not even joking. I go, that bloke's a wanker. And I'm not joking. I hate that man, and it's me. Gutting. This is absolutely gutting.
Here comes a fucking witch again.
Over to you, Vivian.
Oh, God.
Fuck, I hate me.
I hate me too.
I genuinely do. This is bad. This is really bad.
happy to put ourselves on the stage, though.
Yeah, we shouldn't. Totally deluded. Fuck, I'm deluded. It's really hit me hard. It's hit me hard. I'm not
joking.
This is
going to be a celebration.
I'm not joking. I'm fucking not joking. I think I'm bad.
Well, stop then. Pull out of everything. Stop.
I'm going to.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. Hello, David. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. I know. I feel the same way.
So bad. This is a celebration.
Common as muck. Common as muck.
What us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Common as muck, us two.
Stroll on.
Stroll on? Shut up. Be quiet. Lower the fucking decibels, you wanker.
I was talking to Petra about it. I said, I was listening to it the other day.
Oh, no, don't say she agreed.
Well, she didn't say anything, which was worse.
What did you say to her?
I said, the things we say are just so out of date and... Like, striker, like. It's just
yeah, but aren't we being kind of...
Well, it's not coming across as kooky or whatever. It's just coming across as out of date.
Kooky? Is that you mentioned kooky yesterday.
Did
your
I?
Little go-to.
But what I'm saying kooky, to sort of save my own embarrassment now, I'm sort of making a joke of it, but I'm actually mean a word like kook. Like, yeah, it's so interesting, our turns of phrases, but actually it just makes me go... Bloody hell. Stroll on. It's just weird.
Over to me.
You used to love doing that, didn't
you? I did. Up and down the road.
It's funny, when you're a grown man on a trampoline, I feel big.
Oh, fuck off, Joe. I hate me.
That's a bit unfair.
Oh, you're like a grown man on a trampoline.
You do not feel big on it, are you? There's a little observation for you.
Just popped in my head, that thing. Wasn't prepared. Was not prepared. This is all completely improvised, but you can't believe it, can you? This is the worst celebration ever. This is terrible. What a time to hit an all-time low.
Oh, God. Hang on, this could be good. Impressions competition.
Oh, no.
From way back.
I think you might have got carried away in this one.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I thought you were going to do the next... I thought you were going to do who, you know, the mistake.
Hang on, let's see that again.
Okay. Well done. Thanks. Do you want to explain then? Oh, right, okay. I really like that guy. I could do that all day. Yeah, I thought you were going to do the next... I thought you were going to do who...
I thought you were going to do...
The mistake.
The mistake?
I thought you were going to do Boise.
Okay, what I am going to do, which I think you'll love, to set up this next bit, is this.
I like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but we started joining in. We are wankers.
Did we join in over that?
I think so. I think you went...
Oh, fuck it. Please with ourselves. Hi, Joe. Joe's here.
Wow! Wee!
Lovely.
How you doing? All right?
Yeah, how are you?
Is that the suit? No,
thank you. It is the suit. Yeah, I said I'd wear it and I've got your T-shirt on.
Oh, nice.
It's the 200 show, isn't it? I was told.
Yeah.
I thought I'd do something.
It's been a fucking laugh a minute, mate.
It really yeah, you're all right. Sounds bleak in here.
Yeah, you've come at a terrible time.
What happened?
Well, we've been looking, just listening to little clips from the 200 episodes, and we just hate ourselves. Just no, genuinely, not a thing. Just
no, it's not a, it's not like a kooky.
No,
kooky.
Just like, oh, this podcast is crap. And we're sort of, we sat like common as muck and swear a lot.
Well, got to number one though, didn't it? So you know.
Yeah, I'm over that now. Yeah, didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, why did it though? Because I went on another podcast and they promoted it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but 3 weeks later, we're now dropping.
I told you it's harder to stay at the top than you know. It was always going to be underwhelming for you.
Well, we're in the top 11.
I thought we were 9 yesterday.
Oh, I don't know.
The only thing I like about this podcast is checking the charts.
How are you, Joe?
Yeah, how are you, man?
Yeah, all right, cheers, man. Yeah, yeah.
How's rock and roll?
Yeah, fine. It's very much routine, really.
Oh, moment. Really?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the same thing 8 times a week. There's not much in the way of rock and roll about it.
And how long are you doing that for?
I don't know. They've got tickets on sale up till next May.
Fucking hell.
I think they've got the potential to do it for like 4 years or something, from what I read.
When somewhere. Can you pull out?
Well, today, if I just don't go. I've got nothing.
By the way,
else
Joe is the bass player for ABBA.
Yeah.
Fuck, wow. So what time's the show tonight?
7:45.
What time do you have to be there? You getting there later each day?
I've got to be there about 6. I know.
What do you do for 2 hours before?
It's a very good question, isn't it? I put a dartboard up in our dressing room, so I play darts.
What, with ABBA?
No, just me and the guitarists, and then right. Got stereo in there. Just trying to keep ourselves entertained, really. And
are you nervous now when you do it?
No.
Not at all.
The only slightly nervous one I've had recently is about 2-3 weeks ago. I finally got COVID, and it basically kicked in during a show. So I was like standing there trying to do the show, feeling like I was going to die.
Wow. Were you really poorly with it?
It was just extreme fatigue, really. It wasn't any of the other stuff.
So what did you do? Did you keep doing the gig?
Well, I finished the gig and then, because I tested that day and it was negative because I felt a little bit rough. And then the next day it was like red line immediately. So I just had to miss the rest of the week.
And what did they do? Get someone else in, I take it?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some depth.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was quite nervy because I thought I might actually collapse, but I didn't. So, you know, it was all right then.
So it's now sort of like, well, that sounds stupid, but do you get like the bus in and stuff?
The DLR, yeah.
You get the DLR, fucking that's
yeah,
mad,
it's all glamour. Yeah.
It's so mad you get the DLR. And then
what
you
is the DLR?
It's the tube, basically.
The Docklands Light Railway. It's like a monorail, basically.
And you can sit at the front like the driver, can't you?
Yeah. The bad thing is it's the only way in and out of there, so at the start of the show it's all right, but getting out surrounded by all the
do they recognise you?
Audience. No. No one's looking at us, nor should they. They've spent millions on the visual stuff. Look at that. Don't look at me.
Because you met the Chatterbix logo maker, didn't you, Kenny?
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
he
met him
said
a couple
you
times,
were proper
yeah.
Hot stuff in the Fletch. He said you were tall and handsome and people were going, who the fuck were you talking to?
No, sorry, nice. You should have said it at the time. Yeah, no, I saw him at the after party. I was chatting shit to him for a while.
He's a lovely man, isn't he?
I didn't think nice you were tall. Yeah. I thought you were 5'10", tops.
No, I
6'4".
6'4".
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I knew that. I didn't know that. I guessed that.
6'4", really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm 6'2", David.
I know. I would have said 5'10".
Yeah.
What? Do you know Rishi Sunak's like 5'7" or something?
Yeah.
It's like fucking weirdest. He looks tall.
It was one of them. I think when he pissed Boris off, Boris started putting out pictures of him next to other stuff so you could see that he wasn't as big as he was making
But he
out.
Has the... Because he's not squat in any way. He's like... he looks tall and thin. But he's actually fucking short.
Rishi Sunak.
Yeah.
But if you look at him on his own, you'd go 6'1", 6'2".
I think it's like the Tom Cruise thing. It's he puts himself next to certain things for scale.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
He's tiny.
I'm seeing him next to people.
Yeah, it's fucking bonkers. I thought he was 6'2".
What? He looks smaller than that, unless they're putting him next to... How tall do you think I am, Joe?
Well, we played this at Christmas, didn't we? How tall are people? I think it was 5'10". 5'10", was it?
5'11".
Ah, 5'11".
I wouldn't say you're 5'11".
Yeah, 5'11".
I thought you were about 5'9".
Fuck off, 5'9".
I did.
5'9".
Rishi Sunak's missus is really short, and that's. Do you reckon that's a kind of deliberate choice, like you say, to always put yourself next to
her? I think it's probably more about the fact she's a billionaire, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing, these pictures of Rishi Sunak.
I know. Crackers, isn't it? It blew my mind.
What if he'd come on Chatterbox and...
Right, the one here, he does genuinely look like he's way behind Boris Johnson until you see his position of his feet. It's fucking weird. But he's got like a small head and everything. So
he's just, like you said, he's really slim. And
he must weigh like 7 stone or something.
Thanks, Joe, for coming on Chatterbox.
For our 200th mega episode.
It's really hit stride. I like it.
Yeah.
How's all the film stuff been going, David?
Oh, fucking exhausting.
Are you still doing stuff?
I'd stopped last week. I think that's... Is that it?
David wore a Chatterbox T-shirt on Italian telly.
Nice.
Fuck, I was so chuffed.
They were all like, Chatterbox. Yeah.
How's Joe the reviewer? El Reviewer.
Yeah, yeah. El Reviewer.
He's very handsome, yes. Yeah, very handsome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he is. And tall, weirdly.
Yeah, but no, they were all like, there were a couple of them like, Chatterbixio, Chatterbixio.
Do that accent again, don't you?
Chatterbixio. Yeah.
I did notice my Crispies didn't make it onto the poster. That was a bit disappointing. I was hoping you could have snuck that in with all the...
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Five-star reviews.
Five stars, Joe.
I don't think they would have taken it serious. I think they would have just gone, very funny.
Nice. One for the Blu-ray, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. What have you been at? Oh, you've been doing ABBA, I guess.
Yeah, just been doing that, really. I've been watching quite a lot of county crickets. Time of year for that.
I haven't told you.
You've only just seen him, to be fair.
No, you, Joe.
Oh, me. Oh, right, me. Sorry. I thought it was cricket.
So I've had an email come through from Somerset Cricket Club.
You get so many amazing emails.
Saying, we want to invite you... Basically, if Joe can't do it, a really nice email, like an offer. But we will invite you and Joe to come down and Joe to face the bowling machine.
Are you shitting me?
And then we're going to have like lunch and then pick a game of your choice.
Really?
Yeah, at the county ground. I've literally got the he might be listening now. I've got the email here because I got in touch with my agent earlier and went, I've got to get back to them.
Oh, fuck, that would be amazing.
Oh, it'll be such a good day out.
Lunch is included, right?
Big time. Hang on, I've got to have a little look. I went to watch Somerset play at Taunton. Sorry, I'm just trying to find the...
What are you going to do when you find it?
Read it out to you.
Cool.
It's quite an impressive offer.
I love the fact that someone from them has listened to this.
It was a really nice offer. Really nice. Anyway, I just love the idea of a professional player or a coach. We're in the nets. It's set up properly. It's all a bit of a laugh, but he's going to take it seriously. You're going to get your pads on.
Do you reckon they'd give me a little coaching, do you think?
There's nothing to say.
Yeah, I think they'd try. I'm not sure you're going to... They just have to start off the machine sort of slow. You'd find that terrifying, and then they'd speed it up a bit, and you'd be really terrified.
I just think go straight in at 90 miles an hour.
Could you I get that? Hurt?
Possibly.
No, because they'll set the ball so it's just away from you.
And this would be like the speed that cricketers top.
Yeah, but it's different because when you're playing a human, you there's emotions are involved and they get angry and they want to aim it at your head and maybe the wicket's playing about. So you don't know if it's going to keep low or jump up at you.
The wicket's playing about. Oh, like bumpy.
You don't know if it when it bounces, it's going to shoot through to your legs or just bounce up at your chin.
Because the pitch like sort of degrades over the time. If it's later in the game.
Oh, if the ball because the ball keeps hitting it, basically.
Yeah, so it can start breaking up and then you can start getting a regular bounce and all sorts of things.
And what's the picking the string thing again? that you're not allowed to do? Because you wear the, that's what they rub the ball to
ball,
wear it
ball
away.
Tampering.
Yeah, the shine. My dad was trying to explain the shine does something.
Yeah, so you're allowed to shine it, but you're not allowed to fiddle with like the seam or anything because it can affect the way it
bounces.
Yeah.
But they'd be able to set the machine up so it's exactly where they want it to go.
Right. Sorry, Joe, what was that?
Have you ever seen that video of Brett Lee bowling at Piers Morgan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. I think he breaks one of his ribs. Because he used to bowl at about 90, didn't he?
Yeah. And, isn't like the fastest about 97, 98?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I think Mark Wood can do 95.
Fuck me. Honestly, it's so... I think it'll be quicker than you think.
And it's like 22 yards, so like...
But like some tennis serves are like... not much faster than that. Like, second serves of tennis are like 110. So there's a... And that's with a bat, with a racket. So someone can bowl at 96 miles, throw the ball at 96 miles an hour. It's fucking stupid, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they won't have a very long career because it takes its toll on you. Like, all the England... Well, a lot of the England bowlers at the moment have got stress fractures in their back from running in and doing that sort of thing.
Right, I've misjudged cricket, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It always surprises me when I see the ball up close at that speed. I go, oh, my God. Like, when you watch it, when you go and watch professional, you don't see the ball, do you, from side on?
No, that's how I try and sit. I try and sit at one of the ends because you can actually see. There's some people that prefer sitting side on. I don't really understand it because you just can't see.
Yeah.
From where it leaves the hand to where it gets to the bat, whatever.
Also, what amazes me is how far back the wicket keepers are. They're like 30 yards back, and they're catching it above there.
Because with the camera, it doesn't look like that, does it? Because you're behind the bowler. So you cut, it looks like he's like 6 foot away.
Yeah. When you were playing, David, what was it? It's normally like, what, bowling in the sort of 60s?
Yeah, had probably. We had, like, our opening bowler, he was young. He went on to play sort of county league and he was sort of in his first three or four overs, he'd be like 80, 81. And that was quick.
No, yeah.
We've had some pictures of you at some cricket club, haven't we, David?
Yeah.
Someone keeps posting pictures of, were you like player of the year or something?
Yeah.
Didn't want to, were you hoping I'd bring this up?
I'd forgotten, actually.
Well, who do you think sending the pictures in?
who is it who's setting up these accounts and then...
Yeah.
Imagine. My name's Mary Hillenbrough, and I live in the same village as David.
And I just happened to see this, like my friend Pauline, who I believe sent it in as well. You're very pleased with yourself, I remember that.
What, the picture?
Yeah, very pretty, very.
I was 21, mate.
Well.
I wasn't pleased. I was like that. I'll show you what I look like that.
Nah, shoulders were back. Absolutely.
Oh, I love that you've remembered it. It's sort of had a little effect on you.
Don't turn it on me. Don't turn it. Don't you dare turn it on me. I'm desperately trying to find it. I can't. It's killing me.
Were you good at sport, Joe?
No. Never really been any good at any. No,
I said, as if I was. I'm just fucking out. What a wanker.
You were definitely better. I never played. I mean, the thing is, quite early doors, it's like I was always doing music stuff on the weekend. So it's like I couldn't do both anyway. But yeah, I watch a lot of sport, but I'm shit at all of them.
Before I keep coming back to this question, I don't know why, but I want to ask you, what's the hardest ABBA song to play? What's the one that makes you go,
haven't
okay,
you asked this like
it?
Four times?
No.
I thought you had.
It depends, really. I mean, like,
is there any song that makes you go, right, focus here?
I concentrate a bit more in like voulez-vous because you've got like that octave stuff with two semiquavers at the top. So that dun da dun da dun da dun da dun thing.
Even saying it's hard.
You're really good, aren't you?
So you've got to be on that.
Shit.
But yeah. It's not the worst thing is just trying to keep on. I was doing one a couple of weeks ago where I realized I just hadn't been thinking at all in this tune. So I'd got lost and it was sort of fine. I managed to get out of it, but I was like, shit, have we done that bit? I'd just been on autopilot.
Like when you drive for an hour.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're like, oh, I haven't looked out the windscreen. Yeah.
You're not right. You're not the kind of person you can ask to play a bit, are you? I thought that was you.
Yeah. The rest of the band's over here.
You need this on your day off, don't
you? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Joe's literally going...
Man, there's a hotel opposite the arena that before the arena opened was like the only thing there. There's like nothing in that area. And
from the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. Seriously, make it stop. Thankfully, there's one company out there that's giving you a much-needed break. It's Mint Mobile. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save a ton with phone plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/switch. That's mintmobile.com/switch.
It's basically turned into the sort of unofficial outpost before and after the show. So if you walk past it when people are getting in and getting out, they're just blaring out ABBA songs at all times. It's like being on the outskirts of like fucking Euro Disney or something. It's absolutely bizarre. And just can't go in there. Can't be doing it. And the only other thing that's there is like it's right next to the West Ham Stadium. And I'm quite looking forward to, because when we opened, the season had finished.
Clash in the Worlds.
Yeah, next Sunday is our culture clash. Are you going to have all the ABBA fans and all the West Ham fans?
Well, it is really weird around the West Ham Stadium, isn't it? Because there's loads of sort of fancy little kooky canal bars and things, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's so weird. What's that, David?
Kooky.
Do I keep saying kooky? It's obviously my kookiness is playing on my mind.
Yeah, is that where you're performing? Is it around? Is it Bow? Is that right?
So Bow, the station next to it is called Pudding Mill Lane, but it's between Bow and Stratford. But yeah, there's just bugger all else there, basically. And the West Ham fans, from my experience, are generally quite unpleasant. So I think it could get interesting if they've had a. I mean, they're playing Man City first up, so I think they'll be getting out when the people are turning up for the second show.
Do you know what would be amazing? If you can get like a nice viewpoint, you know what I mean? If you can, from your dressing rooms, like see out and see the two.
I think you can get on the roof of the thing, actually. But then I don't really want to watch them. I'm a Palace man, so I don't want to.
But I mean, watch the fans come out.
Oh, yeah. We played you in a pre-season friendly last week, actually. Beat Gillingham 3-2.
Did you?
At Priestfield, yeah.
I take you.
I forgot you were in League Two, Joe, aren't you?
Yeah, first game on Saturday.
Against who?
Wimbledon.
They went down as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Have you got your first game this weekend, David? Was it
Lincoln.
Nice.
Do you know, I told Joe, basically, I said on our other podcast that I just went without thinking who the fuck...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know him, but I went, oh, who the fuck's Barry Bannon?
He used to play for us.
Yeah, well, I've now found out he's the best player in League One. And
this is amazing.
Yeah, I'd imagine he would be. I mean, I don't know how old he is now, but he was, because I think we had him, we were in the Championship when we had him. He was fairly decent. I think he'd been at Blackpool before that or something.
Right.
But he was pretty decent Championship player. That was a few years ago, though.
I think he's annoyed with me. Because he came on Instagram.
He's definitely annoyed with you.
And he came on Instagram and sort of Rob Beckett got involved. And he was answering Rob Beckett's questions, but it wasn't answering mine. And I said, oh, are you really Barry Bannon? And he said, I'm Bannon to you, pal.
I mean, you'd assume he's joking, but I like the idea that he is.
I don't know if he is.
Well, the fact he's not answering your questions makes me think he isn't joking. Which I'm very excited about.
You must be able to get in contact with someone that knows him, get him to put a word in.
And now I think, if I had heard someone go, oh, who the fuck's David, I'd go, all right, mate, chill out.
It was just, you just thought it was a funny, flippant thing to say. Yeah. That was it. Because I know exactly what happened. John was raving about him or something, and you thought, I'll say the absolute opposite. Yeah, Nothing against Barry Bannon, was
it? No, I've watched a lot of Barry Bannon highlights. He looks fucking brilliant.
Come on, well, this is... He's not listening to this. We need to say this on the other podcast. Come on.
He's not listening to that either.
Why does he know about it then?
Yeah, whoever told him would tell him. They've been talking about you again, Barry.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll chat a biscuit as
Barry,
well.
just know that... I've got nothing against you. In fact, I fully support you.
I hope that thing happens. You know, like that boxer hunted down his troll, didn't he?
Wait, he suddenly appears. <isn't> Yeah, Bannon to you. Yeah. I'm doing a podcast with Vivian.
Vivian, help me.
Vivian! Oh, God.
I'd love that.
Anyway, well,
200 eps. 200 eps. Yeah. Oh, we should do it. Any review?
Well, I didn't get much warning about this, so I haven't watched much. But what I have been doing this week is I've been catching up with Neighbours because it's the last one tomorrow. So I've watched the first four episodes this week of Neighbours.
Are they all got superstars in them?
Well, so they're gradually bringing people back. But the bit that I've really enjoyed about it is they've been having flashbacks and showing bits of old programmes.
Oh, that's clever.
So like on Monday, someone for some reason, I didn't get the setup, but they're making a book about the history of Ramsay Street for some reason. Don't know why.
Shoehorning in?
I think it might be, yeah. But so like Harold was back and then they were asking him some shit and then it went back to like the 90s. And showed some.
That's great.
And I'm stuff. It's pretty good.
What does Harold look like now? Has he sort of got old and lost weight?
He's done one of those things.
Oh, has he gone the other way?
he looks the same, just older and slightly bigger.
He's coming out the back door of the Brighton Dome.
Did you?
Did you?
I met him in when I was in Australia doing the cruise ship thing. He was on as a passenger. I bumped into him somewhere, got a picture with him somewhere. Very exciting at the top.
I saw Burnside on a ferry once. That blew my mind. I think it was the first, from the Beale.
Well, yeah, one of my gardening clients lived next to Burnside in Brighton.
my story's better. I saw Burnside, I think.
My story's better because my client had no legs.
Well done.
And I had to push him from his bedroom in a wheelchair into the dining room, and his leg fell off and got trapped in the wheelchair, and I had to get it out.
It's fake leg, you mean?
Yeah. So whose story is better now?
Do you concede, Joe?
Let me think. All right, Burnside was... It was pissing down, and Burnside was outside for the whole journey in the rain. And that blew my mind.
40-40.
Advantage L.
Oh dear.
He could have been thinking about his neighbour's leg falling off. Could have been around the same time.
Imagine it was. Now, I was quite young because that was the first famous person I ever saw. Just couldn't get my head around it. I thought he should be. I remember thinking, I couldn't believe on the ferry he should have his own boat.
Do you know what makes me feel sad sometimes in Brighton is seeing the new, well, not new now, but the block of flats where Chris Eubanks' house once was.
Of all the things that would make you sad.
But they do.
Just to think Chris Eubanks used to live in quite a nice house there.
It does. I just go, oh, right.
Was it the house at the top of the drive? Where he used to live near the top of the drive.
I don't know. I know what road
it's on. Because someone once pointed out that's Chris Eubanks' house to me and there's not flats on it.
Oh, no, then they don't know what they're talking about.
Petra once had a falling out. My other half, Joe, once had a little argument with Chris Eubanks.
What?
Yeah, she had an argument with him.
Come on.
She called him a prat.
Hang on.
What had he done?
I think she called him. Well, basically, he...
From the very start, Joe.
So, okay, they were on the front, seafront. This is going back like 25 years, I think. And he was driving, he had a big truck. He used to drive everywhere in like the front half of a big American sort of truck thing.
It's like a tank, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he's pulled over and he got out. And people sort of came over and stuff. And he had ready signed photos to give out.
Oh, I've got like, something to tell you, actually. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. I love that Sparta. So he's handing out like signed photos that he'd already signed, and Petra was just standing there nearby, and he handed one to her, and she was like, "Oh, right, fair enough." And then he started to complain about like the crowd, that the people were hassling him, and he didn't want the attention, just wanted to be left alone. And she said, "Well, why'd you drive down the road in a massive truck then?" And then they got into it, and she called him a prat, I think. And I think that's why I fell in love with her.
Can you do a Chris Eubank impression?
Chris Eubank. That's all you have to do, isn't it? A lisp and a high voice.
I'd love to be able to do it.
What are you saying? I can't. What was your...
So I know someone who worked... Are we allowed to say all this stuff?
Oh, I don't know. Shit.
I always feel a bit bad.
Oh.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that Eubank bit.
No. I know someone who works at his house, and apparently in one of the rooms they had a really long painting, like, I don't know, 20 foot long.
What are you interested
in? Of a long table with all these celebrities. Like painting? Bruce Forsyth. Yeah.
Fuck off.
What, like the last...
And at the end was... Yeah, I guess so. Something similar. And at the end was Chris, painted Chris with a monocle. I'm now really questioning that.
That's absolutely bonkers. That's either bollocks or bonkers.
Yeah, well, it's meant to be, I think, yeah, it's probably bollocks.
I think it's possible.
Why is it not in the middle?
Forsyth, Lesdale.
But by the way, that was definitely the Last Supper, by the way, David. Not something like...
I don't know if it was the Last Supper. I don't know.
I imagine if it was the Last Supper, thinking about it, he would have been in the middle.
Yeah, I think he was at the end with a monocle.
What a way to end.
Lovely.
Thank you so much, Joe, for joining us.
Yeah, nice to see you.
How do you feel that went?
I don't think I really offered anything there. I apologise.
I feel exactly the same, and I've done it for an hour and a half.
Well, you got an excuse then.
Dear. Oh, well.
Well, congratulations on the 200, anyway.
Yeah, to the next 200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, here's another thing, actually. You'll like this, David. So, do you know, so this last episode of Neighbours, do you know what episode number it is?
Oh, God, 10,000, no, 3,000.
8,902.
Okay. 8,902.
Mental, isn't it?
That is amazing, isn't it?
I was about to say 10,000, and I was like, there's no way it's 10,000. That's stupid.
All those bits of dialogue that people have written that...
Yeah.
I always like the evolution of the households in Neighbours. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Because people would leave and then someone would come in and just rent a room off them, or then they'd sort of start somehow just being the dad in the family, but no one's really said why.
Yeah, there's always like relatives of people come back that you've never heard of, so that they only have to work with about 7 surnames.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Whose house would you live in?
What, on Ramsey Street? Mrs. Mangles.
Oh, no, it's too pokey.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Robinson's must be pretty good, because, I mean, he's a multi-millionaire and he chooses to live in a suburban cul-de-sac, so...
I'd have a room at Lasseter's.
I liked Madge and Harold's because of the open plan.
Because I think, was it always open plan, or did they do that when she started the chauffeur company? Do you remember the chauffeuring?
That was Helen, wasn't it?
Oh, was that Helen?
Yeah, Helen. No, Helen's was an open plan.
Yeah, Helen's had the nice square lounge.
Yeah, then so an archway into the...
No, I have Helen's.
Harold and
Helen.
Marge's were in... Marge?
Madge. Harold and Madge.
Theirs was open plan. I think it was open plan.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Wasn't Helen's a sunken lounge as well?
Yes, you came down from the front door.
Helen Daniels, you come
in and there's just a couple of stairs down into the living area.
Nah, not sure.
Bedroom.
Not sure about that.
I know. I think it is because I can picture Jim coming in.
I mean, I was watching it today, so I'm pretty sure.
And it is a sunken lounge.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying a huge amount of attention to that, but I think it is.
It's a sunken lounge.
And on that fact.
Jesus, we bring so much to this. So much fun.
It's a sunken lounge.
Wow. What an excellent episode.
Lovely.
I had an idea for a TV series where someone like Joe, someone who's in the biz, he goes around to different sets, like Neighbours or maybe Coronation Street, or and he just goes, oh, brings the camera crew, so this is where they film.
It's a great idea.
It is, isn't it?
Behind the scenes, because we
behind the scenes. This is where Dale. So they make the set again where Dale Boy Four, and you go. So this is the bar that he lent on them.
Yeah, the trouble is that most of them don't exist anymore.
Well, just recreate them. Just
okay.
I think that you want to do that program, but you'd rather be in like a producer role, so you don't have to do the presenting bit. Is that where this is all?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I was watching. Reading a thing about the behind the scenes of Seinfeld this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And weirdly, I was like fucking fascinated because all the sets are next to each other.
Yeah.
It looks mad. So you go,
Joe, how would it feel if we got this show commissioned and the first ep one was porridge?
Fuck. Well,
and they rebuilt the porridge set for you.
Well, it takes some doing, but yes, I'm in. Fucking hell.
If there are any TV producers listening, then please contact us at Chatterbox.
Or simply take the idea and run with it without
us. Yeah, but we've got proof that you stole it from us.
Yeah, you wankers.
The 200th episode of Chatterbox.
No one's going to get to this point of the ep anyway.
Oh, well. Thanks very much, Joe.
Cheers, Joe.
Nice to see you both.
Have a lovely gig tonight.
Cheers, thank you. And I'll see you soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, who should I send this to?
Send it to me.
What? Oh, the recording, yeah.
Okay, do you know what? It's nearly 2 hours. I could make it two eps. Just make it 200th birthday part B.
Let's cut it into four so we can get more advertising.
Oh, dear.
It's almost... We could probably do, how many 20? We could do 6 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh well.
Stop saying.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
Good luck. No worries,
man. This is the fourth time we thanked you and said goodbye.
I'm actually going to go this time.
It's tedious, isn't it? Bye, mate.
Bye.
Oh well. Four times. Oh, well. How long have we done? An hour and 40?
But that idea, I was just imagining they rebuilt 40 Towers and you were going, hello, actually, what do they do on these shows? It would be you bringing on Richard O'Hardy.
That show I wouldn't have as a comedy or anything like that.
No,
I'd have people who are involved telling me exactly what happened.
Oh, my God. I'd be all over that.
Do you know what? I genuinely think you could do stuff like go to the 40 Towers, where it is and where it was and all
costume.
That kind of stuff.
My God.
I think this is genuinely a good idea.
So do I. So Jonathan, you know Jonathan, our friend Jonathan?
Yeah.
He got in contact last night and he was talking about the Michael Fenton Stevens episode. Oh, yeah. He loved it.
Yeah, he texted me as well. Yeah.
And he was basically saying how much he liked all the kind of nerdiness of it. And what's my point?
Fucking hell. Oh,
I think there's something. I genuinely think there's something in it.
No, I do. Like, if I had to make a show just for me and only I was watching it, that's probably what I'd make.
Well, that's good enough.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay. Only Fools and Horses.
The fact that we're excited by it means there's probably another million people.
There's another 40 people.
My only thing is what you said. Has everything been destroyed?
Yeah, of course. Like, it has been, yeah. like you, the truth of it is you'd probably have to do Not Going Out or something like that, something that's on now.
But can't they recreate porridge?
But it still works as the... Well, no, no, because, like, the set of porridge was enormous. They built all those stairwells and stuff. Like, they... No, they wouldn't... No.
Were there any filmed in an actual prison, any scenes?
I don't think so. I think it was, like, a warehouse that looked a bit... And they built, like, all the landings and everything.
Because we've got a floor manager coming on here as a guest of Only Fools and Horses who did the scene when Del Boy fell through the bar.
Oh, my God.
How good's that?
So good. But I think there's something... We should be... Is this interesting? Anyway. But, like, say Only Fools and Horses, you go... Because, like, the tower block's in Bristol, isn't it? And stuff
is
like
it?
That.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
It's not... Oh!
So you just go to different things and you find, you know, what you gather what you can.
Yeah.
And you
costumes.
You just make as much of it out of it as you can, and you talk to as many people as you can, and you make... It's just behind the scenes of...
Like iconic shows with iconic moments.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's literally would be my favourite thing to watch.
Like recreate the royal family living room again.
You're obsessed by recreating, but... But I think you could kind of do... You probably wouldn't be able to recreate, but as much as you can, you'd piece together as much as you can of stuff from behind the scenes. Because, you know, like Rovers, for example.
Yeah.
That set doesn't exist anymore.
No. Constantly coming up with creative ideas.
Just what we do.
It's our job.
Well, let's just put it this way. It pays the bills.
And then some. And then some.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. It's getting a little self-indulgent.
Wow. Fucking hell. 200th episode.
Yeah.
God, okay.
At least we ended on a semi-positive.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, brilliant. Did you record your end?
Yes. And you know
this
the one
is
earlier?
Be enormous.
The okay. earlier one, I recorded as well, but I forgot to record for the first 7 minutes. But I did start recording.
Do you know what I've been doing? I've just been using Zoom with mine because mine picks up this kind of... And Zoom's always better on mine.
Would you do... I'll still send you mine.
Send
too.
It over. Send it over and I'll see if they're any different. Yeah.
All right. Oh. That's how you end a 200 eps, talking about the logistics.
Right. Cheers.
I'll we transfer it to you, David.
Yeah.
And let me know when you get it.
Joe's
if you get
gonna
it.
Send his and all right. Okay.
Okay. Nice logistic right. chat.
Cheers.
Congratulations on 200 eps.
Yeah, well, you say it like that, but we are 11th in the charts. We have been in the top 12 for about a month now. We're ahead of Adam Buxton. We're ahead of Alan Carr. We're ahead of My Dad Wrote a Porno. We are just behind Wolf and Owl and No Such Thing as a Fish. We are now podcast royalty. Good night.
Good night.